With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump vows to never leave an American warfighter behind. The pledge comes as the president applauds the rescue of a missing U.S. military pilot in Iran and as Mr. Trump issues a new threat.
The president hailed the bravery and talent of U.S. forces who carried out a daring rescue in Iran after a fighter jet crashed on Friday. He said the rescue took place deep inside the mountains in an operation involving dozens of armed aircraft. The president also threatened to escalate the Iran war in a social media message filled with foul language, including the F word. He said Iranian power plants and bridges would be struck if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened by Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And a Mideast war truce proposal has now been forwarded to the combatants.
Iran and the U.S. received a draft proposal late Sunday calling for a 45-day ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Two Mideast officials speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the proposal comes from Egyptian, Pakistani and Turkish mediators, hoping the 45-day window would provide enough time for talks to reach a permanent ceasefire. Iran and the U.S. have not yet responded to the proposal, which was sent to Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and U.S. Mideast Envoy Steve Witkoff. The officials said, I'm Charles Diledesma.
The head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's intelligence unit has been killed. That, according to the Israelis, they say they're targeting all of Iran's senior leaders, taking them out one by one. Today's the day the Artemis II astronauts scheduled to take a trip around the mysterious far side of the moon before they head back to Earth. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 58 points, NASDAQ futures 79 points higher. This is SRN News. A dubious honor for Mark Zuckerberg.
Every year, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation puts out its Dirty Dozen list, 12 companies it blames for contributing to exploitation. This year, the list contains 11 companies and one man. Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg has been named personally by the NCSE because it says, quote, under his leadership, Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp have become breeding grounds for child sexual abuse, grooming, sextortion, and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Christians are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship, causing some theologians concern. The Barna Group reports that merely a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor, and 4 in 10 practicing Christians say AI has helped them with prayer or Bible study. Yet only 12% of pastors feel comfortable teaching about AI in their congregations. This is SRN News. A fiery road accident in the Metroplex.
Authorities in Texas say a tanker truck driver is hospitalized in critical condition. The 18-wheeler carried 9,000 gallons of gasoline that began leaking after the truck spun off the road near a gas station in Fort Worth. The Fort Worth Fire Department says the downed power lines then sparked a fire around 1 a.m. on Sunday.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says a trucker was the only person injured in that fiery crash. Two firefighters have died. A head-on vehicle collision in Berks County, Pennsylvania, happened Saturday evening on Route 222, Richmond Township, PA. They were in a utility vehicle involved in the search for a missing person when there was a collision with a Toyota Camry. Police say the Toyota had swerved into the path of the firefighter's vehicle. More details at srnnews.com.